All right, let's bring in Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Ray joining us on Overdrive, brought to you by Valiant Financial. Have you seen this anthem singer in Sweden?
No, I've not.
Okay, so she came out to sing the anthem in a see-through shirt, no bra.
Well, that's drawing the crowd in.
That'll get you in your seat, right?
Yeah, no, I woke up from my nap. I'm like, oh, yeah, game's on. So I turned it on. It was halfway through the second period. Looks like I'm going to have to rewind it.
Yeah, you might have to circle back to the start of it.
Yeah, might want to PVR that game and keep it. Keep the PVR. Yeah, that's like if you're a player on the blue line, what's going through your mind? Like, how would you have ever seen that before?
Noodles, would you not just be like, that would be like wildfire through the team?
I would, yeah, guys would track it. Like, when you go back to some of the, I mean, Ray, you've listened to over 1,000 anthems in your career, plus, you know, in junior and stuff. There were times where I can actually pinpoint where it wasn't your traditional anthem, where somebody really clanked it off. Or a mic fail. We had in the minors, I don't even know if I should say his name, but our tough guy's wife sang the anthem, and she was tone deaf.
That's unfortunate.
And we were all looking at each other like, how is this going to go over? Because she went out and just clanked off the anthem, and everyone's looking at each other like, I don't know if this, like, how are you going to walk into the wives' room after and be like, hey, great job out there. Like, I think she forgot some of the words. Like, it was just a gong show. But
well, I would say, Noodles, the worst one that I've been privy to was in China. The poor girl started the anthem, forgot the words, stopped, restarted, forgot the words, and then just turned around and walked right off the ice.
Just packed it in right there.
And so the 10 guys are standing on the ice, and we kind of looked at each other, and everyone kind of shrugged their shoulders and like, huh, I guess we start now.
Game on.
it was not a very solid performance, but then every once in a while you get some guys out there, to borrow your term, Noodles, they're hero guys. They think that 18,000 people came to see them sing the anthem, and you're like, moving along, pal, chop chop here. Get to the end, let's drop the puck.
Yeah, remember last year, I think it was last year, the Lions Thanksgiving game, Aretha Franklin came out and sang God Bless America, I think it was, and it was like a 4.5-minute rendition.
Yeah, I don't care how good it is. Too long. Moving along.
Way too
Let's
long.
Go. Yeah.
Way too long.
Yeah. If I wanted to go to a concert, I'd go to a concert. I'm here for the game.
Let's get going. Well, drop the puck, kick the ball,
In the last year, all the focus has been on the anthems, right? For, you know, Kaepernick and, mm-hmm. and whether people are going to, take a knee or raise a fist and stuff. The focus in Sweden was on this lady's shirt or lack of
maybe it was a protest
material. Maybe it was a protest. I don't know.
Now, this, you know, so, you know, in the time we're talking here, so yes, I can see what the uproar was about.
He's on Google.
That's the beauty of technology and stuff.
Before you would have had to somebody draw you a sketch pencil drawing or something or other. Now you can just go in the Google-ator and find it out.
Yep.
Are you surprised that no one like stopped her? Like someone working there is like, you know, maybe
very liberal
throw a jacket
in Sweden.
Over
well,
her.
Very
and,
liberal. And apparently she's like a pop star over there. So is that the equivalent of Katy Perry walking out and you're not going to tell Katy Perry or who sang the Super Bowl last year? She was awesome.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So she always comes out with costumes and all sorts of things. But you're not going to tell these people like, hey. You can't
Here's a
do
jersey.
That.
Throw
yeah,
it on.
Exactly. Like here, put this loose jersey on. Put this Landeskog jersey on, or whatever. You know, she's not going to do it.
No, it's true. Anyway, I'm sure that'll be buzzing around the ACC tonight.
This... Hey, you know it was. You know the game went. They did play it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I just wondered if you knew.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I don't care about Ottawa, Colorado.
Well, it
doesn't make any difference to me.
It was a Senators game. I mean, Senators chipped away. They got it to extra time. Mark Stone, I thought, was brilliant in this game. He's such a good player. And that was his 11th goal, I think, for the...
It's 11.
That's 11. Like, he's
amazing. There's nobody better in the league that looks like more of an unmade bed than Mark Stone.
It's true.
Like, you see him, like, his helmet doesn't quite fit right. His gear always looks like it's a little bit disheveled. His hair is all over the place. And I don't know, he always looks like to me like he got to the rink late.
Yeah.
And he's got a ring, and then he's a terrific player. Man, he's good. He's so good.
Yeah, he really is. And they I don't want to say they hung on, because I thought they dominated kind of start to finish, but Colorado's got a couple nice players there. That Kerfoot, I think, is going to be a player.
Now, his dad is one of the owners of the Whitecaps in Vancouver. He's been a very successful guy. So he went to college. He was an undersized guy, and then he grew at college and looks like he's a good player. I thought that the new guy, Samuel Girard,
yeah,
he had the puck for 12 seconds
yeah.
before they scored in the second period. Like, he's a dynamic looking player. So maybe that's one of the seven pieces that they got for Duchesne, and you know, maybe that one, maybe he could be the most prominent one, who knows, but he sure looked good today.
Yeah, he did.
Leafs Bruins tonight, you're down at the rink, you're calling the game on TSN. Matthews won't play. I think we all presume he won't play tomorrow. I wouldn't even put him on the plane, just tell him to stay home, and they don't play again until next Thursday. But two games, three games, I don't think the panic level is through the roof, but is there a point in this process where your radar is going to start going off? Like, wait a minute, what's going on with this kid?
Only if it gets to be like Carey Price a couple of years ago. Remember, he was day-to-day?
Yeah,
and then
that
he was day-to-day
months.
Yeah, and then he was month-to-month. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, he's skating before practice. And, oh, he's got his gear on today. And, oh, he doesn't have it. Like, pretty soon, like, it starts to smell like something that's not right. If he's not playing next Thursday, that would be something for me, because then you're not 3 or 4 days anymore. And whatever it is, if it's not responding, then you start to worry that it's something a little more than that. But as for right now, I wouldn't play him this weekend. If he's not good to play today, then I don't know. I don't think you need to get into having him play tomorrow. It's pretty easy for me from the outside to say I look at the bigger picture first before trying to jam him into a game at the start of November.
I'm with you on that. And, you know, if it's a back or something, don't even get on the plane.
I was doing my Inspector Clouseau the other day, trying to pull a couple shifts where I thought maybe he got nicked up. And I thought I made a mental note in watching that St. Louis game. It was at 6-4. With about 2 minutes left, he went over the blue line, and it's at the top of the screen. He circles back, and he takes a cross-check and then a little extra cross-check, and he actually swipes at the defender with his stick. I have it here on my phone. I think it was Edmondson, Joel Edmondson. But he didn't, long after that, he kind of went off. Like, he looked like he was in some pain. Now, it could have been a lot earlier in the game.
Well, he said
something aggravated.
He said it was a lingering injury.
So maybe something like that.
So maybe something like that, you know.
Yeah, if it's lingering, then maybe we're talking groin. I don't even want to play like guess or whatever. But
they make you when they don't say.
In my mind, I remember making a mental note saying that didn't look good for Matthews. Like, I know guys are going to play hard on him, but if he had something, maybe that play helped contribute to it.
Well, Jonas, you just said, you know, like, they don't tell you, so you have to guess. Heck, you guys ask every day, and Babcock tells you a story about the bus driver in Saskatchewan. I mean, like, you know, like,
all he says now is day-to-day upper body. Like, what is that? Doesn't tell me literally anything.
Yeah.
And for him, day-to-day means, actually, maybe we should read into what he says. Day-to-day for him always means a week.
Yeah, isn't it week to 10 days or something
yeah,
like
that's
that? That's what he
stick.
Said last year. Here's another thing, though. How far does the NFL go? The NFL, they don't. They disclose, but they don't disclose exactly what it is.
They're pretty specific.
Like, they'll say he's
knee injury,
throwing shoulder. They're pretty detailed. And I actually, one time we were in Montreal, I was doing a game, and I ran into Gary Bettman up by the gondola there, and I asked him about. It was right when they started coming in with upper and lower body, and I said, "Man, I feel like when I say that." That I don't know what the hell is going on. And I, you know, like, it makes me think the viewer goes, wow, these guys don't know anything. And he said, well, you know, the I said, in the NFL, I know if the guy broke his big toe on his right foot. And he goes, yeah, they do that because of gambling. And I said, okay, well, maybe we should get into that then. Because, you know, because, I mean, the NFL's got some pretty decent revenues.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, of course, the fear is that you acknowledge something and it becomes a target for a player to, you know, I guess that's why, you know, not I guess, that's why they don't tell us.
But then how does it work in the NFL? How do they tell us what the injuries are and nobody...
But you only get 16 opportunities, I guess, in the NFL, right? Like to target that.
I would say, I mean, I'm with you, Jonas, that, like, what's the difference? It's not like that's a game of checkers they're playing.
Right.
Right? But I don't know. They do it and, you know, they announce which guys are... you know, unable to play, which guys are questionable, probable. And then you got the Patriots last year, all 16 weeks, Tom Brady was questionable. They just stuck him on the questionable list. So I don't know if there's any one way or not, but man, if I were coaching, I wouldn't be sharing too much about what's going on with my guys anyway.
I feel that a lot of that stems from, I mean, you played with Ulf Samuelsson. Like we know players. And I don't know if that's what today's game is all about, but I could see a guy like Leo Komarov, who plays in that gray area, like he would target a weakness on a player. Kadri certainly would, you know, because those are the guys that play with that edge. But we played with 10 of those guys, where if you knew it was like the left foot of a guy, somehow it got leaked, guys would be hacking and whacking that guy's foot. To no end. So I think that's kind of why,
mental
right?
Mental picture of that noodle. Like, guys, there'd be a scrum in front of the net, and one guy would have, like, a bad ankle.
Yeah.
And instead of, a pushing and shoving, it would be like a wood chopper's ball.
Like, all I can think of is playing in Pittsburgh one night and Travis Green dropping his glove, and he had a sore hand. And Ulf Samuelsson skates over and slashes him on the bare hand while he's trying to pick up his glove. Like, that's why I say, like, with 82 games as opposed to 16, you're only seeing those guys, you know, once a week, and they get a chance to recover. Some guys may play four games in a week, and if all four teams know the guy's got a bad ankle, they're hacking on.
Also, you mentioned a stick. In the NFL,
yeah,
they don't
exactly.
have a stick.
You're right.
You know, you can make it look accidental on purpose and cross-check a guy and claim it's just a battle, but you're really going for the lower back.
Yeah, exactly.
When you know he's got a back problem.
Yeah, so you're right.
Different sports, different approaches. But
look, he's been out for a couple of games, right? Or this is a couple games here, and we get through the weekend, and then we can look at what it looks like on practice on Tuesday or Monday, rather. Because they got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. They'll probably practice Monday, take Tuesday off, practice Wednesday, and I would think it would be some kind of schedule like that. So I would guess by Tuesday we got a pretty good idea whether he's going to play or not.
It seemed like the topic of discussion today and over the past couple of days when it comes to Mitch Marner has been his pass-first mentality and whether or not he's going to change that. Is it possible for him to change it? And he's saying the right things. Yeah, I want to shoot more. I got to shoot more. But he was saying that during training camp, and it hasn't happened. I mean, this is – I don't know if it's a mental block, but this is the way he's always played. He did this in junior. He tried to make the perfect play or tried to extend a passing play. And he's been doing it in the pros. And last year it worked for him. This year it hasn't worked to the same extent. But I'm not sure he's going to be able to get over that hurdle. Like, how all of a sudden is he just going to start shooting? Like, I'm not preparing myself for that.
No, I think it's the wrong way to be. You are what you are. They drafted him fourth because of his skills, because of his ability to make a play. And he was able to open up seams because he skated with the puck and he held on to the puck. Now, you know, you get in your head, you want to shoot more. He doesn't have, you know, a shot that's going to beat goalies from 35 feet. So when you do shoot it from out there, and I think I can, you know, play along with this because I didn't have a great shot. I'd shoot it from 30 feet and I feel like I'm giving the puck away. Like, I'm not beating an NHL goalie from out there. Not if he can see it, and I don't think Marner will very often either. It's almost like you think yourself into a corner trying to improve, when really the answer is the simplicity of be who you are. when Marner plays, he skates, he's on the puck, he hunts it when he forechecks, when he gets it, he holds it, and the other guys get open, and he makes a play. He's got 4 goals in 39 games, if you go back to last year, counting the playoffs. Like, this is not just some little thing that's happened over the last 3 or 4 weeks. This has gone on for a pretty significant period of time. And now he's going to have to decide, am I going to change everything that I am and try and be something I'm not, or am I going to play the way I know I can play because I just did it last year? Am I going to do that and be as effective as I can be? Because I look at him and I see, for the first time, I see indecision and uncertainty, as opposed to just, you know, he had last year, he had that, like that little kid joy to go play. It looked like you could see it every shift. Now he just, it looks like he's stressed. And we all that have played get stressed, and we all know the more stress you get, the worse it gets. Sometimes you get in a hole, and there's a great line, you should stop digging. When you want to get out of it, stop digging. And right now he keeps digging, and the more he digs, the deeper he gets. I think he's got to just return his mindset to what he does best.
Leafs Bruins tonight, Hall of Fame night, always a great evening at the ACC. Puck drop at 7 on TSN4. We look forward to it. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll do it again Monday.
Talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend, guys.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us on Overdrive, brought to you by Valiant Financial. For fast approvals and competitive payment options on heavy equipment from any dealer, visit valiantfinancial.ca.